Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Samantala, sa ibang ulat naman po, tiwala si Prime Minister Scott Morrison na magbubukas muli ang mga border sa uno ng Hulyo sa ilalim ng mga kondisyon. Ito ay matapos pumayag ang pambansang gabinete na paluwagan ang 4 square meter rule sa 2 square meters para sa mga lugar ng maliliit na negosyo. Narito ang mga detalye ng ulat ni Biwa Kwan na ating isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa pananaliksik ng New South Wales University nitong Marso, ang panic buying ng toilet paper sa Australia ay 4 hanggang 5 beses na mataas kaysa sa mga bansang UK at Italy na mas mahigit na natamaan ng COVID-19. Tulad ng sinabi natin kanina sa ating ulat, dismayado si Prime Minister Scott Morrison sa pagbabalik ng panic buying sa Australia.
Stop it, it's ridiculous. The outbreak doesn't mean there's a problem. The response to that outbreak is strong, which means that Australians can have confidence. Of course, there are going to be challenges, but we're on top of it, and we will continue to work together to stay on top of it. As a result, there is no need for the anxiety that would lead to that type of behaviour.
Ayon din kay Ginoong Morrison na pagkasunduan ng mga estado at teritoryo sa pagpupulong kahapon na mananatili sila sa napag-usapang timetable ng pagpapaluwag ng mga restriksyon. Ayon kay Ginoong Morrison, maaring sensitibong issue ang pagbukas ng border, ngunit tiwala siyang may solusyon dito upang manatili pa rin sa napag-usapang petsa ng muling pagbukas ng mga border.
And so to have those sort of broad brush type restrictions really I don't think makes an enormous amount of sense. And so this is part, I think, of a more tailored, more localized response to outbreaks. Of course, people shouldn't be going out of those areas and nor should people be going into those areas. That's how you manage an outbreak.
Sinabi naman ni Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy dapat purihin ang kooperasyon sa pagitan ng federal at estado.
We remain on track with our reopening and we remain prepared to respond to outbreaks as and when they occur. Every member of the Federation of Australia has responded well. One of the great legacies of this outbreak is how our Federation has worked well.
Samantala, may mga ilan pang pagpapaluwag ang inanunsyo kabilang ang isang roadmap para sa muling pagbukas ng mga entertainment venues at ganun din ang pagpapaluwag sa 4-kilometer rule sa 2-kilometer para sa mga lugar ng negosyo. Ayon kay Ginoong Morrison, ang pagbabago ay diskresyon o nasa kamay ng mga estado upang ipatupad, ngunit ang pagpapaluwag ay makakabuti sa mga negosyante.
Smaller premises will be determined by the jurisdiction, but as a rule of thumb, that's around about 100 square metres. So that means for much smaller premises that would have otherwise been trying to stick to a 4 square metre rule arrangement, this just gives a bit more room for them to be taking more patrons. Tasmania and in Western Australia, they've already moved to that 2 square metre arrangement, and so other states will be free to consider that.
Sinabi din ni Prime Minister Morrison na rinig niya ang panawagan ng industriya ng arts at aviation na palawakin at pahabain ang Job Keeper Program. Ngunit ayon sa kanya, tinatapos pa nila ang mga detalye ukol dito.
And these are considerations that the government is still working through. But as I've assured, whether it be Qantas or those in the entertainment sector or the tourism hospitality sector or regions like North Queensland, we get it. We understand that they are going to be hurting more for longer than other parts of the economy.
Kamakailan ay nagtanggal ang Qantas ng 6,000 manggagawa at may isa pang 15,000 empleyado ang nakatenga na walang bayad. Ayon sa National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union na si Michael Caine, kailangan ang sektor ng mabilisang tulong.
The federal government needs to bring forward its review of the JobKeeper system and make it clear that is going to put in place an appropriate package in aviation. In aviation, there are thousands of workers who are missing out on JobKeeper just because of a quirk of the system. Those workers need to have the certainty of JobKeeper. We need aviation keeper for the aviation sector.
Sa estado naman ng Victoria, dumarami ang cluster ng COVID-19. Sa 30 kaso, 7 ay kaugnay sa outbreak at 5 naman ang na-detect mula sa hotel quarantine. Dandan ding medical staff mula sa Australian Defence ang nakatakdang dumating ngayong weekend upang tumulong sa Victoria sa kanilang 10-araw na testing blitz. Ayon kay Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Annalise Van Diemen, naging positibo naman ang pagtanggap ng mga tao sa pagsubok, lalo na sa mga hotspots.
We've had a lot of people knocking on doors and speaking to people individually. We've had a lot of people having tests done at the whole range of testing sites that have been stood up in these areas. So it has been positive, and we really hope that that message continues to get out, both in terms of getting tested, but also in terms of the refocus of behaviour change that we really need the general public to take on board.
Ayon sa kanya, nasa 30% ng mga bumalik na biyahero ang tumangging magpa-test.
The moment there isn't a requirement that they must undertake testing, everybody is offered testing on multiple occasions throughout their stay, and we have, you know, very good uptake of that, and we do tests on more occasions than most of the other jurisdictions.
Samantala, medyo nangangamba naman ang ibang teritoryo at estado dahil sa pagtaas ng kaso sa Victoria. Sinabi ni Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner, simula ika-17 ng Hulyo, ang mga papasok sa teritoryo ay mangangailangang mag-self-isolate ng 14 na araw gamit ang sariling pera.
This new rule applies in 3 weeks' time for anyone who lives in any hotspot in any part of our country. This way we are ready and we do not make ourselves vulnerable to anyone unsafe living anywhere. We've had a hotspot before at the top of WA. You know that has always worried me. By stopping the people that need to be stopped, by targeting suburbs, not sites, we keep the territory safe while keeping the territory free.
Kailangan din ideklara ng mga bagong dating kung nagpunta ba sila sa hotspot, at ang magbigay ng maling impormasyon sa kanilang arrival card ay maaaring maharap sa 3 taong pagkakakulong. Magbubukas naman ng border ang Tasmania sa ika-24 ng Hulyo. Ang mga magbabiyahe sa border simula sa petsa ng pagbubukas ay imo-monitor sa pamamagitan ng app, at ito ang pamalit nila sa kasalukuyang arrival form ng Tasmania. Sinabi ng premier nila na si Peter Godwin, ang susunod na 4 linggo ay magpapahintulot sa mga otoridad na ma-assess ang mga panganib partikular sa Victoria.
If we were opening up tomorrow, we would not be opening up our borders with Victoria tomorrow. And in terms of our broader border position, I want to make this perfectly clear. I don't care who is calling for it, whether it be a lobby group, whether it be the Prime Minister. If the public health advice is that we should maintain our restrictions, then we will maintain our restrictions.
Samantala, bukas ang border ng New South Wales para sa Victoria. Ngunit ayon sa Deputy Chief Health Officer na si Dr. Jeremy McNulty ng Estado, hinihikayat nila ang mga residente na iwasan ang pagbiyahe sa mga COVID-19 hotspots ng Melbourne.
In line with national advice, New South Wales Health strongly discourages travel to and from areas of Melbourne with COVID outbreaks until community transmission has been controlled. Anyone who returns from the Melbourne hotspots, including New South Wales residents, should not attend aged care facilities, hospitals, or other settings with vulnerable people, and should avoid gatherings outside their immediate household for a period of 14 days.
Isang karagdagang COVID pop-up testing ang itinayo sa Camden Hospital para sa mga walk-in testing ngayong weekend sa pagitan ng alas 10 hanggang alas 4 ng hapon. Yan po ang mga ulat ukol sa coronavirus para sa linggong ito, manatiling updated ukol sa COVID-19 sa ating wika. Tumungo lamang sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.